For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Waitress opened at Shea's. Pretty exciting. Great music by Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, the score is one of the strong points of the musical. It does quite successfully approximate the Broadway production, and in one significant way, I thought, exceeded it. I thought that in the secondary role of Becky, Charity and Angel Dawson was superior. The show is about a woman who she's realizing her husband is no good, but that she's pregnant. She works in a diner where she bakes all the pies, 27 varieties and a pie the day. But there are these secondary plots of their two other waitresses, and it's sort of like a very special episode of Alice, you know, the old TV show. And the secondary plots are quite stupid. But, you know, oddly, for some people, that's their favorite part of the show. But as the other friend, I thought that Ms. Dawson actually brought it down to a real plane, which made the sensitive moments between the lead and that character quite moving.
I found the sets stunning, kind of simple, not a lot of high tech, but they were very believable.
You're watching actually a lot of invisible technology there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was swirling. I like that.
On Broadway, those pies up around the proscenium, if I recall, they rotated, which was frankly distracting. I thought that central romance, the infidelity between Jenna, played by Desi Oakley, and her physician, played by Brian Fencart, was very, very good, and it's beautifully written. They were able to generate a real chemistry and passion between them, on which the story quite depends. It cannot merely be a case that the husband is odious, which, he is. And I thought that they generated both great humor and great sexual tension between them, which was very effective.
Now, of course, the two leads are Broadway slim, but I loved the fact that most of the other characters were fully figured. They looked like we do in Buffalo.
They did look like real people, yeah.
And across the street, the Irish Classical Theatre is putting on The Constant Wife.
Another tale of infidelity. Slightly different motivation. You know, they could have used in The Constant Wife some of the sexual tension that is being revved up over at Shea's. I found that quite absent. Any sense that infidelity is typically about sex. The Constant Wife, a brilliant play by Somerset Maugham, originally played on Broadway by Ethel Barrymore, but Catherine Cornell got a great deal of mileage out of it. I saw it several years ago with Kate Burton in the role in Lynn Redgrave as the mother. The play breaks down and analyzes what are the components that make a marriage. And in this particular marriage, everything seems to be working, except that he seeks a sexual romp with a very silly woman outside of the marriage, which is what motivates Constance then to oblige her husband to view what he has done. But it's very dependent upon that character, Bernard.
Yeah.
And I just felt sort of nothing between them.
No offense against dentists, but if Bernard wasn't a dentist, he should have been. That's the standard stock guy with no sex appeal. I couldn't understand what she saw in him.
No, even though the actor is quite handsome, and I think that with the proper focus in the play could have done that. But there are, you know, other things missing from the production. The Constant Wife is achingly funny, and they were not landing the punchlines. Typically, when the best friend says, in essence, Constance, in my own defense, I never dreamed you'd find out. Every time I've seen that, that line stops the show. It didn't. I don't know if it's a lack of respect for the material. I did feel that they were giving it first-rate production qualities. I did think Eric Roske deserved a suit that fit. But other than that, it looks very nice. But just the attention to the structure, beats, and meaning of the play, not there. Not there. Even though Kate LeConte is divine, it should have been a first-rate production.
Over at the Paul Robeson Theater at the African American Cultural Center, they're putting on a play by Dominic Morisot about these folks who are in a really untenable situation. The automobile stamping plant where they work is closing. I thought it was very moving.
And the brilliance of the play is, of course, what motivates them because of their personal connections to each other. It is a story, really, of the workplace family and how they need to look out for each other and the huge sacrifice that Vernice Turner's character makes. I thought the ensemble was just beautiful, and Vernice, always wonderful, but I was really had my eye on Christina Foster, who plays the young pregnant woman. She brought a great deal of depth to this young woman who has very important decisions to make. But, you know, one thing I did see also this past week,
Boy at the Edge of Everything.
Yeah,
oh, over at Theatre of Youth.
Which I had thought going in is based on a book, and it's not. That's a completely original for the stage piece, and I thought that that was really charming and wonderful, and I'm glad audiences have responded to it, because they shouldn't have to be locked into every single show being something from a book, that there is apparently nice work being written for the children's theater stage.
And I thought wonderfully directed by Chris Kelly.
I agree.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.